Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, as it gets warmer, everybody probably going to lakes and all that kind of stuff, so food safety while on the road, it's important, and you're going to let us know some tips.
Yes, I thought I'd share some good reminders this morning. I know it's definitely that time of year where families are heading out on the road and, like you said, going out to the lake or maybe even taking one last family trip before starting back to school. And often those road trips large gatherings usually mean taking some food along to enjoy with family and friends. And because food poisoning can peak sometimes during the summer months, there are some safety tips and just reminders to keep in mind when planning to include that food in your travel plans. The first, as always, is to make sure to think about hand washing, whether that's bringing some soap along with you so you're able to wash hands. It's always important to wash hands before and after handling food. While soap and water is the best method for washing hands and getting rid of those germs, you can also use hand sanitizer, especially if you don't have running water available. When you're using that hand sanitizer, make sure to look at the label on the back of the bottle to make sure that your sanitizer is one that contains at least 60% alcohol. And just like washing your hands, you're going to want to make sure to cover all the surfaces of your hands with that sanitizer and rub them together until they're completely dry. A second reminder is to remember to not let food sit out. Perishable foods like meats and salads shouldn't be left out of a cooler or refrigeration for more than 2 hours. And if it's on especially hot days like we've been having recently, if those days are over 90 degrees, those perishable foods really should only be left out of the cooler refrigeration for not more than an hour. So really kind of thinking about the weather and getting those things put back in the cooler or in the refrigerator. Another thing to keep in mind, especially in the hot summer days, is to think about where you're transporting your cooler and that food. Want to think about making sure to put that cooler in the air-conditioned portion of your car rather than the hot trunk. And also remember to make sure to pack plenty of ice in those coolers to keep foods cold. Having that ice is also important if you're planning to bring back any leftovers as well. Those leftover foods are only safe if that cooler has had plenty of ice on it. And otherwise, if it hasn't, those leftovers should be tossed or thrown away. Just a couple of other reminders. This is a time of year I know often families are gathering to have outdoor gatherings or grilling to enjoy a meal together. Remember, as you're doing those grilling during those gatherings, make sure to keep raw meats and poultry separate from those cooked foods and fruits and vegetables to prevent that cross-contamination that could potentially lead to foodborne illness. And also remember to use a food thermometer if you're to cook meats and foods and cook them to a safe internal temperature. We can't tell if a food's been cooked to a safe temperature just by looking at it. The only 100% sure way is to use a food thermometer. And just as a reminder, those beef and pork steaks and chops, we would need to cook those to 145 degrees. Ground beef, we want to cook to 160, and all poultry and ground poultry products, foods need to be cooked to 165. So as always, if you have any additional food safety questions, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office. And that phone number is 785-448-6826. And we also have some information posted on our Frontier District website as well. And that can be found at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Make sure you stay away from that dreaded food poisoning. It is not fun.
No, it is not.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mariners Union Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.